welcome again to my personal pensive. I might sound a little funny because I'm actually wearing my retainer that I never really wear. So I might sound a little funny. Sorry about that. But in today's pensive, we're going to be talking about online dating, because I've actually been meeting a few people, streaming, and why I actually started the whole minimalist / zero waste-ish lifestyle. And here we go. So I have been meeting a few people offline. I met with somebody last week that we're going to be hanging out on my next day off. He has a more hectic schedule, so his schedule actually works better with mine than most other people that do the whole 9-to-5, 8-to-5 thing. And then I met randomly with somebody today that was in my stream. So I'm on an app where they offer streaming to, it's a dating app that they offer streaming for all the users. So one of the users from Houston was in my stream, and we had previously talked about like meeting up for like Froyo or tea or, you know, something small. So he was in stream. He was like, "Hey, you want to get some ice cream or something?" I was like, "Okay, like, let's go get ice cream." So we met up, and he was on stream when we first got our desserts, just to show people, like, because it was like rolling ice cream. So it's not like, I don't know if everybody has that where they are, you know what I mean? So it's kind of cool to watch. I had never been to this place, so it was really, really cool to see it, you know? I hadn't been because my friends all told me it was shit. So I ended up getting a smoothie thing, and he got like a drink. So the whole reason why I'm mentioning this is because, A, it's cool that, you know, we met in real life. We had mentioned that we wanted to do that, right? And also, it's like, when we were here at this place, there's a lot of plastic involved. And I'm way more cognizant of packaging now. I try my best to avoid packaging. So he got like some spoons for me because, you know, he's a gentleman, whatever. But I was like, "Nah, bro, I got like brought my own spoons," because I actually was very intentional when I left today. I was like, "Oh, maybe I'll need like this spoon set that I got from my parents who travel all the time, but they don't have like a travel spoon set." Like, I got this way before I even thought about doing minimalism, by the way. So it's a metal spoon set, comes with chopsticks in a little case. So I got this for them a long time ago, like years back, before minimalism was more than just Pinteresty photos to me. Before I knew about KonMari, before I knew about the minimalists, like before any of that shit. It's just, they travel a lot. Why not have your own utensils kind of thing? So he was a little surprised by that. And then later on, I was looking at the underneath of this container, and I was like, "I wonder if it's recyclable." And it isn't. So I'm going to try to repurpose this thing at home somehow. I'm guessing maybe like a little planter, perhaps. But it has no holes. So I'm like, I don't know. I'll see if my mom wants to use it for something. But it's not recyclable. It doesn't have, like, a number or something on it. So I'm just thinking, like, that's so much plastic waste that this place is going through. And it's not even recyclable. Like, it's just trash. And it's going to turn into microplastics. And we're all going to be breathing in this plastic at some point in our lives. Or ingesting it, because we eat the fish, and the fish are gonna eat the pot. You know what I mean? I'm already thinking about this shit, and I'm just like, fuck, man, like, maybe I won't go to this place anymore, because even with Yogurtland, at least it's paper, right? I feel a little bit better about that situation, because it's a paper cup, and I can always refuse the spoon, But I don't know. It's just like, man, that is so much plastic on a yearly basis. Because after us, there are like, what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, at least 15 other customers that came in and had some sort of consumed something. So I was just thinking about that. So anyway, minimalism. So I started this minimalism journey last year around October is when I, it's either October or December. I had somebody's birthday in mind, probably subconsciously is what I'm thinking. I had been searching up so many blog posts and they've almost all minimalism questions turned up to be the minimalists, one of their blog posts. When I started realizing I was rereading the same blog post because for some reason different questions ended up landing to that same blog post, I was like, oh shit, I already read this. Who are these people? The minimalists? And in December, I got this iPhone. So, before I met the person that was in my stream, I was with one of my exes who actually bought me this phone. So, all in all, it's just really hard for me to date because it's just like, I have an ex that I don't have to do anything with. And we have come to an agreement that it's okay for me to have this phone, even though there's no exchange of bodily fluids. I'm not marrying this dude, whatever. He's totally okay with giving me this phone. And he's paying for the bill. So it's just kind of like, if I'm grinding out and like trying to take care of my bills and all these dudes don't have anything really to offer, it's really hard for me to date. You know what I mean? I'd rather be alone and grinding out and working on myself and working on getting rid of my debt. Stupid. Oh my gosh. Speaking with this retainer in, by myself than wasting my time on uninteresting guys that think they have shit to offer when really they're just basic bitches. You know what I mean? A lot of them are basic. So, the person that I met today was not basic, and the person that I've been hanging out with is also not basic. Otherwise, I wouldn't be wasting my time. But, you know, so I started the minimalism journey. Sorry, I'm just jumping around a lot today. October-ish, December-ish of last year. So it's already September. It's actually September 11th when I'm recording this, by the way. And throughout the day, I've had to remind myself, like, oh shit, it's September 11th. You know what I mean? Like earlier I was in stream and it was 11:11 and people make wishes. And then I was like, what is today? Oh, it's September 11 and it's 11:11. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of like interesting. But so I started this last year and I really, really, really was hoping that I'd have more progress by now. Like, my space would be more empty. There'd be more negative space. But I'm not quite there yet. And I have to keep in mind that some people, it took like 5 years to clear out all their stuff, right? And they had a much smaller space with a lot of stuff. I have a bigger space. I don't know if I have more stuff because I bought the audiobook. I didn't buy his like book. So I don't know what his space looked like beforehand. Even if I don't even know if he like put photos. I have some before. Like I have a few progress photos on my phone because I really started clearing out in December. Maybe I was still playing with the idea in October and I was thinking about it. I'm pretty sure in July. So it's been like a process, right? I do everything in baby steps, unfortunately. Like, I just, like, dip my toe in the water and check the climate. But in December, at some point, I was like, fuck it. You know, I woke up one morning, and I think I've mentioned this in previous podcasts. I woke up one morning, and I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of seeing all this shit. Like, I'm finally at the point where I'm overwhelmed, because I never used to feel overwhelmed. And then I looked one day and I was like, I'm tired of looking at all this. Like, let's get some shit done. And I started consuming every piece of minimalist type material available. I bought the KonMari audiobook. I bought the comic book version, which it shows you how to fold clothes, so it's actually very useful. It's like a story form of her principles. So if you need an illustrated kind of cute version, I totally recommend the manga version. I bought Essential, I think, from the Minimalists. They have a few audiobooks, so I bought one of them. I listened to their podcast all the time. I had obviously been reading their blogs, right? I got into some of Matt Devella's stuff, and he is like their first video dude. He filmed the Minimalist documentary, which, by the way, I still haven't watched. But I mean, I consume a lot of media about minimalism. So yeah, like, you know, I'm still in it. I'm still working on shit because, you know, life happens. I still have to, I grind a lot on my bills. I had some 6-day work weeks, you know, on my days off, I do try to rest. Usually my body's like, rest, shut the fuck up, just like sleep. But I do a lot of streaming on my day off. So, I did all my streams, and then in between streams I was sleeping. So I wasn't as productive today as I'd hoped, but again, I'm more cognizant of what I'm doing, where I'm going, what my goal is, and so I don't waste a lot of time with the whole online dating thing, unless they're people that I really find valuable in one way or the other. You know what I mean? I don't want to waste my time. Some people are, like, super focused on sex, and I'm just like, well, last time I checked, there's 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year. If you're spending so much of your time consumed with trying to get some, like, I don't want to spend my time with you. There are other things you can be spending that much time and effort into, aside from getting some pussy or getting your dick wet. Like, really? Like, there's more to life than that. So, again, that's helped with the whole online dating thing. If anyone has seen my profiles anywhere, especially if there's no character limit, I'm very specific about what I'm looking for and what I'm not looking for. So, I haven't had a whole lot of people messaging me, and that's great because that tells me they're reading the profile and they're not even going to bother wasting my fucking time, and that's great. But back to minimalism. So with minimalism, I feel like it's the gateway drug to zero waste. Honestly, like, if you're trying to simplify your life, zero waste, it's definitely more difficult in the beginning. And you realize how much stuff comes in packaging, and then how much of that packaging is just not recyclable. Not that we should be focusing on recycling, because there's a lot of, like, human effort behind it. Like, people sorting and just the whole process of it. Because there's a human element to everything. Things don't just, like, happen, magic, pull shit out of your ass. We shouldn't rely on recycling. But we should maybe try reducing how much stuff we bring into our house that we might need to recycle. Like things that are compostable? Oh, I don't know. Compostable, you know, that's the way to go. And it has been harder and harder and harder for me to find cauliflower that is not wrapped in plastic. I'm just trying to make some cauliflower mash here, and the world is just making it really difficult for me to do that. I'm not trying to buy frozen vegetables. I'm way more aware of my cooking habits, that I do only cook once a week, and I do try to cook and make it last like 5 to 10 meals. You know what I mean? So a pound of meat for me lasts a pretty long time. So there's really no need to like buy just ridiculous amounts of meat and have them just lie in the freezer for a while until I find a free day to cook. So I try to do more simple cooking, like 3-ingredient recipes, get out of the way, cook it, portion it, put the excess portions in the freezer. You know what I mean? Because I'm still trying to do meal prep as a means to save money, right? Because I still got my debt and I'm trying to grind that shit out, reduce expenses. But, you know, lots of chicken comes wrapped in plastic. Lots of things come wrapped in plastic. You can't really recycle those even if you wanted to, I'm assuming, because it's contaminated by blood from the meat. You know what I mean? Like, what are you really going to do? So with zero waste, I found a lot of confidence when I was going to the meat counter with my glass jar and they didn't look at me weird. Granted, I went to like fancy stores where I figured a bunch of foofy ass people ask some foofy ass shit all the time. So I just want to bring my glass jar there and be like, is it okay if you put my meat in this jar? And then they're like, cool. And I'm like, thank God. And they're like, oh, it's over. Is that okay? I'm like, yes, girl, I'll take all that meat. That is fine. It does not need to be exactly 1 pound. You eyed it real good. I'll take it home. I'm gonna cook it. That's fine. Thank you for helping me, because I'm already being annoying as it is. So thank you for helping me in my zero waste journey. I don't say all that, but I'm saying it in my head. So I'm like, thank you for not looking at me like a crazy person. Because I know there's crazy-ass bitches that run through the store and ask you a bunch of weird-ass shit. Thank you, crazy-ass people that ask crazy-ass shit so I don't look so bad. But yeah, I've been buying loose fruit. I've been buying bok choy, which is really hard because usually when it's bok choy, like regular bok choy, not baby bok choy, it still comes in a huge-ass bundle because that's just the way it's grown. So that's been kind of a challenge. Usually baby bok choy comes in plastic, like it's already grouped up in a bag. And I'm like, well, you just robbed me of my choice. Free will, if I just wanted to buy like a little bit of baby bok choy versus like this big ass bag. Don't appreciate that. But you know, they come, you see those fruit bags, like either little paper sacks or little plastic sacks, and they're like already there for you and you just kind of grab and go. Well, I mean, it's still by the pound, right? So I just grab a few and then, you know, I go to the register. Because I don't need that big-ass bag of fruit. It's just me. My parents are probably not going to eat them. They're not big on stone fruit. We're not big on apples. They eat a lot of bananas because they're old and their teeth are kind of shitty. You know what I mean? And potassium. So it's just me eating stone fruit. And sometimes apples. I prefer stone fruit to apples, so I'll probably buy like 3 peaches and 1 apple. You know what I mean? Like really small buys, because I'm just trying to take care of me. You know, so I'm just way more cognizant of all the plastic that gets wasted at a grocery store. You know, because even before my debt situation, I spent a lot of money on food. I'm always going to spend a lot of money on food. I like to eat all the time. So now that I'm so much more aware and like I'm trying to find out options, like how am I going to make those granola bars? Like, is there a DIY recipe to, because there's these granola bars that I really like from Trader Joe's. But again, they're wrapped in plastic, and then they're in a box. So it has to be like a hack. I'm sure somebody has made the recipe, and I just need to find it on the internet. Maybe Reddit will tell me. And make that shit happen, you know what I mean? I still give leeway for things that come in glass jars, right? Because I know I'm going to reuse the glass jar, and I'm okay with recycling glass. I feel like glass is much more easy to recycle versus plastic. And even though we shouldn't rely on recycling things, I'm much more comfortable with the thought of recycling glass versus plastic. I'm mostly trying to avoid bringing more plastic into the house. Now that I'm just so aware, because I mean, we're all aware, right? But now I'm like really thinking, there's no other, this is just going to go to a landfill and it turn into microplastics and then we're all going to breathe it in, you know? And that's kind of a shitty thought when you think about it. So, I think the first guy I met offline recently, he knows about my minimalism journey, and the one I met today is now aware of it. He was like, "You're like kind of hippie-ish." And I'm like, "Yeah, bro, I'm totally living that life." So, because he was very surprised by me bringing my own utensils. So, yeah, you know, it's just, I used to be such a consumer on so, not just like buying everything, but, you know, I used to go out to eat at all these places that had disposables, you know, and I'm just like, man, I was a huge part of the problem, you know? So now I'm trying to be less a part of the problem. And, you know, everybody can live their lives the way they want to, you know, is a free ass country. It's just now that I'm more aware of the impact of stuff, I'm trying to minimize my personal negative impact on the world. You know what I mean? We only got this one world to live on. And I'm sure most of us don't have enough money to like dip and go to Mars in case that ends up being an option. You know what I'm saying? So if you care, try to be less of a negative impact on this world. Like, find options, find alternatives, find challenges to everyday problems that fit your lifestyle. I'm not saying make your own paper. People have done that, or you know what I mean? But, you know, lifestyle adjustments that can be sustainable day to day. You know what I'm saying? So let's try to be good to each other, good to the earth, and I'll see you guys later. Thanks for popping in. So glad you listened. And I'll talk to you later.